So, is there a relationship between localized content on streaming services and tourism? Well, according to Netflix's Cultural Affinity Survey, South African content is actually a powerful vehicle for creating deeper cultural affinity that could drive tourism. So we've invited Shola Sani, who is the Director for Public Policy in Africa for Netflix, to speak to us about the survey that's been done, and also chat to us about what they've launched as well, which is basically a catalogue of South African content, right? They launched their Made in South Africa content collection. It's a curated collection featuring over 80 South African films, the series, documentaries, reality TV shows, etc. Shola, thank you so much for making time. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Clemens. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Let's first start talking about this cultural affinity survey. What did you find?
Yeah, it's interesting because we watch South African titles on Netflix locally, right? And sometimes we don't think beyond that. But the reality we found at Netflix is that these titles on Netflix have the power to move people and to engage people all across the world. And don't forget, we're currently in 190 different countries with 209 million sets of eyeballs viewing this content. So what we found is that South African content has the power to travel outside the borders of South Africa and make connections resonate with people all around the world. So I guess in a way, Netflix is a cultural ambassador to promote South Africa and its culture abroad.
That's fascinating. What are some of the productions, the local productions that have influenced people to visit South Africa? I saw that My Octopus Teacher features very, very heavily, very prominently.
Yeah, so we sampled opinions across the world, right? And we asked about particular South African titles. So things like My Octopus Teacher, Blood and Water, Seriously Single. And what we found was, like in the case of Octopus Teacher, for example, it made people from all over want to visit South Africa to enjoy the nature and the wildlife. And for a title like Blood and Water, survey participants were more interested in visiting for the landmarks and the monuments. So there's a lot of the cultural elements and the parts of South Africa that people are able to see and connect to on the Netflix service that instill in them a desire to travel, to actually make the physical trip and travel to South Africa to come and experience these things in person. So it's great.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It really is. So you have now launched this Made in South Africa content collection. I was looking at it last night. Speak to us more about it, and how does it help even with advancing our tourism goals? Because it also makes it easy, right, for us to find content that's localized and that's from a specific country.
Yeah, it's a great one because we think it's particularly timely because tomorrow, as you know, is Heritage Day in South Africa. So we're giving people a little treat on Netflix, you can say that, to be able to discover the whole collection of South African titles as lives on the service. So it's a collection of 80-odd titles completely made and produced in South Africa. And it's available and discoverable by all of our viewers across the globe, not just in South Africa.
Thank you for chatting to us. We'll check it out. You can go check out Netflix Made in South Africa content collection. It's a curated collection featuring over 80 South African 80 South African films. You can look at series, documentaries, reality TV shows there, etc. That was Shola Sani, Director for Public Policy in Africa for Netflix.